Alder Jonathan Mosley.
Morning.
Morning.
Good to be with you, brother Lord.
And I prepared to pack down in South Georgia. The heat index was about 114, so the thought of putting a jacket in that bag, I can't do it. So if my bare shoulders are a stumbling block, I do apologize.
Not at all.
It's been a mite warm down there. I'm not used to that South Georgia weather just yet. I grew up Conyers and McDonough area, and so it's a touch warm. I'm grateful to be here this morning. I'm grateful to be called on first so I can sit and enjoy the rest of the meeting without sitting on pins and needles. I was blessed by the service last night.
Amen.
Y'all, this is, we've already been fed.
Lord have mercy.
We're just getting the overflow now. And so I ask for your prayers. I know I need the Lord's mercy whenever I come before his people to try and proclaim his word. And if there's anything good that I say, it's probably because I'm going to be reading from the scripture. I know I can't go wrong with that portion.
Lord have mercy.
In Deuteronomy 31, verse 6, Moses gives this charge, encouraging the people, and Joshua says, "Be strong.
Amen.
And of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord, thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee." I suspect that everybody who's in church on Friday morning has heard that before.
Amen.
You need to hear it again.
Yes, sir.
Deuteronomy 31 and 6. I don't care what you're listening to today. If it's not scripture, there's fear in it.
Yeah. Lord have mercy.
Fear sells.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
If I want to motivate you to do something, let me make you afraid and then give you a solution.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fear not. And in case you missed it, nor be afraid. But be strong and of good courage. Why? For the Lord thy God. Amen. Y'all ever think about that? Lord God, yes. Thy God. Amen. And the spirit that's within you allows you to cry out,
right.
My Father.
Amen.
He's the one that's with you. He's the one that's not going to leave you. He's the one that's not going to fail you or forsake you. Do you have any cause to be afraid today? I didn't say, are you not afraid? I know our flesh is weak.
Amen. Amen.
And get scared. But y'all, this is part of the reason we gather together. To recalibrate on what's true and what's right and what's honest and what's upright and what's pure. And that's God, and he's with us.
Yes.
And he loves us.
Right.
Oh my! But when you leave the house, you got to go back to your job or around your family, or Lord forbid you turn on the television. And there's winds and there's waves and there's wickedness. And it's vile and it's discouraging. There's a lot of preachers here. Y'all ever been discouraged? I ain't been pastoring a whole long time. I think I hit my fourth anniversary at Fairhaven. But I have some days where I get low.
Yeah.
Brethren, that ain't good.
Nope.
Why do I get low? I'm looking at problems.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at the wrong solution.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen to that.
I can't do it. I ain't that good. I ain't that strong. I ain't that smart. And also not my responsibility. I'm literally just the messenger.
Amen.
And I got some good news.
Amen.
Yes, you do.
And regardless of how bad it is outside, that good news is still relevant.
Yes.
Amen.
And so my encouragement to you, preacher brethren and non-preacher folk, be strong. Be of good courage.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to be afraid. Will you be afraid sometimes? Yes, you will. Congratulations. You a sinner. You're mortal. David had a real bad day when, you know, his town went home and everything had been ransacked. All their families are gone. His men are so upset, they're ready to stone him. Was it his fault? No, they're ready to stone him. He was really upset. You know what he did? He encouraged himself in the Lord.
Yes.
If you're encouraging yourself in anything else, you're taking a second fiddle. Yeah. Choose the best.
Yeah. Amen.
Choose the one with the solution, with the power, with the with the wisdom. His ways and thoughts are so much higher. Yeah. Trust in Him. We sang that song, Trust and Obey. That's a great song. Lord, help us to do it.
Lord, have mercy.
Trust and obey. Somebody said you don't have to understand and obey. Right. Trust and obey.
Amen.
New Testament in 1 Corinthians wraps up the letter to that church. 1 Corinthians 16, 13. Watch ye. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Let all your things be done with charity. What a charge for us. Are we living in turbulent times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Does that change what we do? Watch ye. Stay alert. Be sober. Be intentionally about how am I living out my faith? Because when the Lord comes, I want Him to find me awake and alert and girded and ready for my master.
Amen.
Am I allowing what's going on to blow me off the path? Stand fast. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. Be of good courage. Because you're so strong? Are you so smart?
Nope.
No, you got a much firmer foundation. Amen. Moses sat down on that rock. That rock.
Amen.
That's what I'm leaning on. That is what's securing me. That is what's lifting me up. And I get discouraged, just like when Peter's trying to walk on the water. When he quit looking at his Lord and started looking at the problems, that's when he started sinking.
That's right.
Y'all, this is a simple message. Sometimes we make it too complicated, right?
Yeah.
Look to the Lord. Depend on Him. Love Him with all your heart, mind, soul, body, everything you got. Love your brothers and sisters as much as He loved you, and then love your neighbors at least as much as you love yourself. You got three different tiers there, right? And we love ourselves a lot. Okay. So preachers, you're doing a good work. Keep going. Be strong. Be of good courage. Lean on Him. Look to Him. Trust Him for the results. If you're in the pews, pray for them. And I don't mean just a generic, Lord bless so-and-so. There's nothing wrong with that. But how are you going to know when that's answered? Over in Ephesians chapter 6, Paul is giving instructions about putting on the whole armor of God, right? That you can stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against the flesh and blood and principalities and powers. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore unto you, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. It goes through the armor, and then 18, that sentence hasn't stopped. It says, praying always, with all prayer and supplication. You've got your worship of God in prayer, and you've got your petitions. Praying always and watching. Watch thereunto. Watching thereunto with all perseverance or persistency and diligence and supplication for all saints. Since it still hasn't ended. And for me. Apostle Paul needed prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly.
Yeah.
Plain spoken, boldly, to make known the mystery of the gospel.
Amen.
That which was secret from before, that the Lord has now revealed. You are heralds of the good news. Pray for your preachers. They can open their mouth and boldly declare what Jesus Christ has done.
Amen.
And what he's going to come back and do.
Amen.
Lord bless so-and-so. Yeah, okay. Lord bless my preacher to open his mouth and boldly declare the gospel. And guess what, y'all? We're not limited to this box right here where we can do it.
Yeah, right.
Lord, give me the courage, because I'll tell you what, sometimes I'm a coward. I can meet somebody out in town, the Lord opens a door. Y'all know when he opens a door. And you go, And suddenly the only thing you can think about is the weather or the ball game or whatever, and you have the most superficial waste of time. Boldly open your mouths.
Amen.
I'm preaching to myself, so please. I feel like I've got this figured out. I found this, take this for what it's worth, I found that I can teach better if I'm in a Bible study format. And so I meet somebody, I'm just about ready to invite them to a Bible study. I've got some men, not my part of my church, we'll get together at 6:30 in the morning on the coffee shop every Tuesday morning. We've gone through Philippians, that was kind of good. And we went to Ephesians. I got to pick the topic. What great conversations! What wonderful time! You know what we don't spend that hour doing? Talking about the ball game, talking about sports, talking about all that other superficial stuff. Now that's how I can get there. What I got to do is, with just those earlier conversations, before you've agreed, how can I boldly declare what Christ has done? And y'all, this ain't limited to preachers.
Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Preach.
Everybody.
There is one preacher in your church, generally. You got multiple devils, that's wonderful. There's all. Should be. More folks sitting, right? Can I go and interact with everyone that you interact with in your day-to-life? It's not possible. Can I share the good news with everyone that you interact with in your life? No. But can you? Yes. You know who's in your life. If you want to love your neighbor at least as much as you love yourself, what better way can you do than to tell them about Jesus Christ?
Amen.
And if we can't articulate that, you don't have to be a preacher in order to tell about Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And if you cannot articulate that, you got some studying to do.
Yep.
He's worthy of your time.
Mm.
You know where to go look. You got preachers in your churches to go give you insight and encouragement and help you learn how to study. That's good. Be bold. I'm again preaching to myself. I need to be bold. Sometimes we get a little, got our little folks inside our walls. The world's going crazy out there. As long as we're okay in here, we feel like we're okay. And that's comfortable. I'm not sure the Lord's called us to be comfortable.
Nope.
No.
I was comfortable practicing as an attorney. Paying off my student loans, getting to that point where I was about to make some good money. Lord said, nope. You're going to be a preacher. You're going to live in a trailer down in South Georgia, and you're going to minister to about 30 folks there in that church and this community that you don't know anybody. And oh yes, during COVID, so good luck meeting them. This ain't been a real comfortable trip. But you know what? There's a real peace and security in obedience.
Amen.
Trust and obey.
Amen. Yeah. Amen.
That may not be your experience, but I found that when the Lord's calling me to do things, my carnal self tends to say, I don't really want to do that. Do it anyway.
Yeah.
If it's putting Him first and glorifying Him and sharing the gospel, Do it. 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul writing to young Timothy. Man, I enjoy these letters. Sometimes I feel like I'm getting a letter from the Lord. Just to me as a young preacher, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's start verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear,
amen,
but of power and of love and a sound mind. Verse 6, starting with that, is wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on my hands. Timothy, You're a preacher of the gospel. Preach it. Don't be scared. Worst thing they can do is kill you. That's just gain. They got nothing to hold over you. God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Verse 8, be thou not therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord. Y'all, when we clam up and we don't take those opportunities to share what great things God has done for us and what we understand that He has done, we're ashamed. We're caring more about what someone will think or feel about us. As y'all know, the vast majority of folks you interact with at outside PB circles, they don't agree with us. Either they've been taught wrong or they've never been taught. And when you get someone who's new, they're excited, right? What do they want to do? They want to talk about it.
Yeah.
But you have that conversation 10, 11, 50 times where you get those funny looks and people get bent out of shape and mad, you kind of start to clam up. Right? The Lord's sheep, Lord, wherever they are, need to hear the truth.
Yeah. Oh, Christ. Yes.
Yes.
A victorious Savior, not a weak Savior who's wringing his hands and hoping that what he did is good enough, but a victorious Savior that is sitting there waiting to collect everything that he purchased that will be his.
Amen.
That's some security. That's some comfort. So I can sink my teeth into that and ride out all these waves and winds and storms because of who he is and what he's done. The truth shall set you free, right?
Yeah, amen.
He's the truth.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We understand beautiful doctrine. And if we keep it to ourselves because we're afraid of what people think, or because we feel like, well, I'm not qualified to talk about it, I'm not a preacher. Y'all. Any grandparents in here like to talk about your grandkids? Why? Because you love them. You're associated with them. And look at this cute, wonderful thing that they did. Here, I got pictures, right? You love them. You want to talk about someone that you love. Particularly when they do something really good. Who do you love? Who do you love with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and body? Who should you love?
God Almighty.
Has he done anything good?
Amen.
Worthy of bragging on him? It's okay to brag on God.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Oh, you can't make what he's done bigger. He is worthy of being bragged on. Be strong. Be of good courage. Keep up the good fight. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. Open our mouths. Pray. Now, sometimes I have to pray that, and that's okay. Pray that, Lord, one, send me a door of opportunity to share your gospel. And two, when it comes, give me the courage to recognize it.
Yes, sir.
And then open my face.
Yes.
This world is evil. I'm evil men are waxing worse and worse. I'm not disputing that at all. All I know is I report for the one who's got the victory over the world.
Yep. Hey, amen. Amen.
That's not just in the saying. Like, he's got the victory.
Yeah.
We're just waiting for the mop up, really. He's going to come. He's won. And it's just going to be revealed.
Amen.
That's going to be amazing.
Yes, it is.
Now, are any of you preachers better than Jesus as a preacher? No.
Lord, have mercy.
Did everybody that listened to Jesus hear what he said and immediately follow after him?
No.
So why do we get so bent up in our pride of thinking that, well, nobody's listening to me, I'll just quit?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You preach the truth boldly and with conviction, and then you live it out as a model as best you can, and you trust him with the results.
That's right.
You're planting, you're watering. He's got to cause it to grow.
Right.
Amen.
They won't grow with everybody.
Yep. Amen.
Right. They haven't been born again. You're just yammering foolish talk. So don't take it personal. You're the messenger. Deliver the message. Be strong. Be of good faith. Now, why am I talking about this? It's been a hard year. I've been discouraged. I've seen attacks in the ministry. I've seen just all sorts of just things to... If you're dependent on people...
You're in trouble.
You're in trouble.
That's right.
Recalibrate back to why are you going to be okay? Because the Lord's in charge. And He's
Amen.
Promised not to leave you or forsake you. And
Amen.
His
work is preach, brother.
When it's complete preach. On the cross, it is finished.
Amen.
Hold into that. Sink your teeth into it. Chew on it. Right? Sometimes we think that word meditate, like Eastern mysticism. No, I don't want to meditate. It means let it revolve around in your mind.
Yeah.
That's good things. Mm. Think on these things.
Right? Amen.
Chew on it.
There you go.
What did Jesus tell that wild Gadarene when he wanted to follow him? He healed him, right? Go back to your friends and family.
Tell them
what great things
the Lord
has done for you.
Yeah.
Ooh, we... Do we have something to tell?
Oh, yes.
Every child of God, every born-again child of God has something to tell about what great things. And, you know, he may have healed you or brought you through some experience or whatever, and that's fine. But the bulk of it is who Jesus Christ is and who he is to you and how much you love him. Oh my, what great things has he done? He saved me. I'm a wretch. How often do you hear Amazing Grace sung and the person who's singing it has no idea what a wretch is and doesn't know it's talking about them? They'd be shocked.
So true. They don't like it.
If you're born again, you can see I'm truly a wretch.
Amen.
Before you're born again, you think, I'm not so bad. I mean, look at so-and-so over there. They certainly don't have their life together, and you can see what's wrong with them. I'm not that bad. I'm a pretty good fella. But then your eyes are open, you're like, oh, Lord. I'm not worthy to come before your throne.
Lord, imagine.
Never have been.
Now imagine a little baby child of grace who's in that state, and that's the first time you get to meet him.
Need the light.
And you can share the light, that truth, reveal what Christ has done, and let them rest in that.
Amen.
Is that a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
You better believe it.
What are you looking for?
Because so often what they'll hear is a perversion of the gospel that gives no comfort.
Mm-mm.
And it flips it back around. I'm thinking about them. Mm-hmm. Y'all, when we're thinking about ourselves, our focus is wrongward.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We're looking to the author and finisher. You want to run the race. You look towards the goal. You see who's run that path before you. I like that song we talked about carrying that cross before down that path. Oh, that was sweet. The Lord knows what you're going through. And He invites you daily to come and commune with Him in prayer. Yeah, well, that's not a burden. That's not a chore. That's an invitation to go sit at the feet of your Father. To worship Him. To admire Him and to love Him and to ask for His petitions for one more day, Lord. You've given me one more day. Help me to use it. Right. Use it for your glory. Don't let me get twisted and distorted and chasing off all these other things that are so easily to distract us. Okay. So whether you're a preacher or not, we're charged to be ready to give an answer.
Amen. Always.
Of the hope that's within us, right?
Amen.
Do you have a hope this morning? Sorry. Y'all have a hope this morning?
Yes.
Absolutely, you do. And this is not just we use the word hope often like a wish. I wish I would have won that lottery, that $1.5 billion. Well, I may wish it, but I didn't buy a ticket, so it ain't going to happen. Right? Even if I did buy a ticket, I don't know about statistics, no, it ain't going to happen. But it's not that kind of wish.
No.
This hope, this is an earnest expectation.
Yes, right? It is.
I take this over here and I let go, what do you earnestly expect is going to happen? It's going to fall, right? When's he going to let go? You don't know. But at some point, when he lets go, gravity's going to take over and it's going to fall. You earnestly expect that. I earnestly expect that my Lord's coming back.
Amen. Yes.
When? I don't know exactly. Anybody tells you that exact day, they lying.
That's right.
But that's a hope. That's an earnest expectation. That should be able to affect how we go through this life. Mm-hmm. We have a source of joy. Rejoicing in the Lord.
Hey,
can't
amen.
Be taken away from you.
All right.
So I'm going to come into my house and take away my family. They can take away everything else. Light a match to it. And I still have the Lord. They cannot take that away. And so regardless of what you're going through, He's still true.
Amen.
He's still static. He's still firm. And so people should look at you like you're weird when you're going through hard stuff, because they're like, what is the hope that you have that makes you that way? Be ready to answer.
Mm-hmm.
You have something worthy of answering. Well, I'm not a preacher. I can't, you know, tell the whole gospel. I'd have to, you know, sit down and just read it to them. Y'all know that there are verses that summarize the whole gospel in about one verse?
Yes, sir.
Is that 1 Timothy 3:16? 1 Timothy 3:16. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. He says, there's no argument here. This mystery of godliness, this secret, this that had been hidden is now revealed. The gospel scheme, what Christ has done. There's no one arguing that this is great. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles. That's really good news for us, right?
Amen.
Believed on in the world and received up into glory. I think you can't take that one verse and run with it? God of the universe condescended in a way that we can't even understand to come down, to be born of a woman, to be subject to human parents, be subject to sinners, live a sinless life and grow up and voluntarily lay down his life as a sacrifice for every single one of his children, to allow himself to die. This is a great mystery and a great thing that we can't really wrap our head around, because there's nothing to compare it to.
Amen.
But because of that, I'm going to be with him. That's what he told me.
Mm-hmm. A God who cannot lie.
A God who cannot lie. That he is going to have me and every single one of his children with him in glory. And that inheritance that was prepared before the foundation of the world, that he is going to have us with him. And there'll be no sin, no pain, no wickedness, no tears. Y'all, this is good news. We get frustrated and discouraged and down in the dumps when we start looking and focusing and thinking about things other than Jesus Christ. And him crucified and resurrected and reigning now, and he's coming back.
Amen.
You want a sure anchor for your soul? He's it!
Yes.
So the short message today is keep trucking. Right? He's still in charge. He's told you to stand fast. He's told you to be of good courage. So do it. Is he worthy of your trust?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Do you have a hope that's secure?
Yes.
Lord bless you.